Thank you for calling Ramirez YMEOs.
Ramirez YMEOs.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I was following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, yeah. My business ain't doing too good, and I'm going to have to cancel my subscription.
Okay, so let me give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come November 16th, that will reoccur to 498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So one thing you could do, Jamie, if things are tight right now and the business is slow, is that your package includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So what some people do is they remove those ads, and that would lower that past due amount to just $149. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, your website, RamirezYAmigos.com, will stay active, and you stay mobily optimized, meaning you'll still come up from the iPhone, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices. So, you know, a lot of people will go to a package like that if they do hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those ads on if you wanted to.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot better for you, especially, too, now that you're ranking on Google, you might not even need them anymore. So let me make that adjustment for you.
I actually had a lot of, like, I don't know if it's, like, Local Splash that was doing it, was on my Facebook account for Ramirez y Amigos.
Okay.
And it was like sending automated messages out to random people.
Okay.
And I didn't know if it was y'all's company doing that, because, or it was a scammer on there. I don't know, but like there's a lot of people like texting back, like, you know, like they were trying to get scammed or something.
You know, we hear that a lot with the Facebook ads. So what happens is we don't send out automated messages to anyone or anything like that. We just run ads for you. But sometimes because it's on Facebook, people will, you know, kind of contact through them where it looks like it might not be legit. So the good news is now that we're taking those ads off, that would probably, you know, stop happening. So if it does happen in the future, I'm going to send you an email that says, you know, urgent, protect yourself against Facebook scams, just so that if, you know, something does cross your path down the road and it is a scam, you'll be able to recognize it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll send that to you. We sent that email to you in the past, but I want to send you a fresh one just so you don't have to search through your inbox. And then for the $149, is it a different card that you'd like to use?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a different card number.
Okay. So for the new card, is it still the same billing address on 4063 County Road 81?
Yeah, everything's going to be the same. It's just going to be a different card number. And
okay,
that.
Perfect. Okay, that makes it easy. So I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
All right, it's 4294.
Okay.
7532.
Got it.
6443.
Okay.
2031.
Okay, expiration?
1127.
And the code?
067.
067. Okay. So I will get your authorization and you will be good to go. Have you been on your dashboard yet to see the results that you're getting by chance?
Maybe it takes me to the dashboard, like if it sends me a text and says you got a lead.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't been getting a bunch of stuff.
Okay. So what I would recommend is start working on getting some more five-star reviews on Google. You already have one up there, so you're doing excellent in the reviews department. But naturally, the more five-star ratings you can get, the better relevant you become to Google and the better exposure you'll get. But also, you'll get a higher conversion because when a potential client sees you, it will help create that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say, learn how to get more reviews. And then that will help you get that ball rolling. And then on this end, I'll have them do some performance updates for you just to make sure that you're getting the best results. Now, on your dashboard, it is showing that you're getting people finding you on Google, which is a Google impression, and then Google Actions. So you'll be able to see on the dashboard not only the people that called you, but also if they clicked to your site and if they had, any correspondence with you. All of that is tracked under the local leads portion of the dashboard, okay?
Okay. So I'm going to be charged $149.
Moving forward, yes. So I took those Facebook ads off. So moving forward, your package will always stay at that $149. Unless you called us and you wanted to put those ads back on, then it would bump back up to $249. But if we don't hear from you, it's always going to stay at the $149.
So how much did you charge me today?
Just $149. I made that adjustment before I had processed it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're very welcome. And I'm so glad that we talk. So in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.